New heading. Predicting four chronic problems and their acute symptoms. Remember now, the power of an accurate paradigm, MAP, lies in its ability to explain and predict. If then, this whole person paradigm of human nature is accurate, it should give you an uncommon ability to explain, predict, and diagnose the greatest problems in your life and also in your organization. It should not only help you recognize the more obvious acute symptoms of the problems, but it should also help you see the underlying chronic root causes. Then you will be able to use this paradigm to start resolving your problems, to expand your influence in creating a high-performance, high-trust organization or team. An organization that is able to consistently focus on and execute its high priorities and to produce sustainable, outstanding results. You will find that this whole person paradigm will give you the capacity to see both the chronic and acute problems that arise when an organization neglects the mind, body, heart, or spirit of its people. Let's just test it in an organizational setting. The same thinking would apply to a team, a department, a family, a community, in fact, to any relationship. Try to specifically identify the problem in each case before listening on. Let's start first with spirit. If the spirit or conscience is consistently neglected throughout an organization, what problem will result? Think about it. What happens in relationships when people are treated or act in ways contrary to their conscience? Won't an obvious loss of trust result? Low trust is the first chronic problem that all organizations face. What would its acute manifestations be? Well, low-trust organizations that operate in tough market conditions are filled with the acute, painful symptoms of backbiting, infighting, victimism, defensiveness, information hoarding, defensive, protective communication, interpersonal conflict, interdepartmental rivalries, hidden agendas, filled with politics, etc., etc. Second, what chronic problems result when you neglect the mind or vision in an organization? You will have no shared vision or common value system. People will simply not be on the same page. Under these conditions, what symptomatic behavior would you expect to see? You would see people acting with hidden agendas, playing political games, and pursuing their own agendas, and using different criteria in decision-making. You would see an ambiguous, chaotic culture. Third, what problem results in an organization when there is wide neglect of discipline in the body politic, meaning the skeleton, structures, systems, and processes? In other words, what conditions would you expect to see when there is no execution or systemic support behind the priorities of the organization? There will simply be no alignment or discipline built into the organization's structures, systems, processes, and culture. When managers possess inaccurate and incomplete paradigms of human nature, they design systems including communication, recruiting, selecting, placing, accountability, reward and compensation, promotion, training and development, information systems, etc., that fail to draw out the full potential of people. Neither individuals, teams, departments, nor the whole organization will be aligned with the core mission, set of values, and strategy. This will create profound misalignment with the marketplace and with customers and the whole supply chain outside the organization. This is why Arthur Jones said, "All organizations are perfectly aligned to get the results they get." This misalignment will manifest itself in a thousand ways, contributing to even lower trust and more politicized behavior and interdepartmental rivalries. Rules will take the place of human judgment because as things get out of hand, managers will feel the need for increased control. bureaucracies, hierarchies, rules and regulations will become like protheses for trust. Any talk of people or leadership development will be considered soft, touchy-feely, unrealistic, wasteful, and costly. People, like things, will become an expense, not an investment. The need for more management and more control will become increasingly evident, producing the codependent condition of wait until told in the vast majority of the people, as we discussed earlier. This will serve as further evidence to the so-called formal leaders that nothing is going to happen and improve until they externally carrot and stick, externally motivate, externally control, and if necessary, even bring down the iron fist. Passively justifying external motivation and control justifying more passivity. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Managing or controlling people never inspires them to their greatest work and contributions around their true voice or passion. These are volunteered. Fourth, what happens when you neglect the heart? What happens when there is no passion, no emotional connection to the goals or work, no internal volunteer enthusiasm or commitment inside the organization? The result is a profound disempowerment of the people. The whole culture is in a funk. What acute symptoms would you expect to see? Pause and predict it. You will find a great deal of moonlighting, daydreaming, boredom, escapism, anger, fear, apathy, and also malicious obedience, where people will go through the motions and just don't care whether it works or not want it to work. Can you see the predictive explanatory power of this model or paradigm? This simple whole person model or paradigm? If the body, mind, heart, or spirit of a culture or organization is neglected, you will get four chronic problems in an organization, as we have mentioned, low trust, no shared vision and values, misalignment, and disempowerment. And then you get all their acute symptoms. The collective result of these chronic problems and their symptoms is the acute pain of failure in the marketplace, negative cash flow, low quality, bloated costs, inflexibility, slowness, and a lot of finger pointing. A culture of blame instead of a culture of responsibility. If you think back on the film Max and Max, you will be able to identify every one of these four chronic problems. Low trust, no shared vision and values, misalignment, and disempowerment.